Radio 3 in a performance recorded at the Vienna State Opera with Peter Seifert in the title role. That's Otello tomorrow afternoon at 2. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty is gonna cut you down.
Just run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty is gonna cut you down.
Well, stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. Well, my God spoke, and he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Don't tell that long-tongued liar, don't tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
You may run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
You may run in a hider, slip and slide, talking about the moat in your neighbor's eye, but sure as God made day and night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run in a hider, slip and slide, talking about the moat in your neighbor's eye, but sure as God made rich and poor, you're gonna reap just what you sow. You can run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter, tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Some brothers go to church just to signify, trying to get a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone, because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You're going to come up and knock on his door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. You can run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter, tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
You may run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
And the sound of the Jubilaires opening Late Junction tonight. This next piece is from 1969. It's by David Cairns of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And it's from a BBC Drama Workshop education project, which used poems by Ronald Duncan. It became a bit of a cult listen, and it's finally been re-released. And to quote the CD notes, it wonderfully sums up a special time in British education and sound, when people really believed children could deal with challenging ways of learning. It's called April.
Larks are the sparks torn from the revolving earth as it turns like a wheel through the night. Larks are the sound to which silence is echo. From their throat flows this river of light. Larks are the dance in which the dancer is still, finding the perfect pose for his restless will. Larks are the form to which all movement moves. Sculpture bends and music sings. They have such grace they fly from us. They are God's grace with wings. Thank you.
make it better with a kiss and betrayal into bliss, my faithless one.
I'm very glad to have a brand new piece by Ian Chambers, who sent me a gorgeous piece he'd based around recorded bicycle bells, you might remember, a while back. Now he's just acquired a hammer dulcimer, which explained the title of that piece, Dulce Melos. And before that, I'm also really happy to be able to play you at long last tracks from the new CD by Sweet Billy Pilgrim, beautifully produced. It's called Crown and Treaty, and that track was Life is a Place We Arrive At Upside Down. First of all, there, music by David Cairns from a 1960s BBC drama workshop project, a track called April, and all that music has recently been re-released. Now to the great Turkish guitarist Erkan Oğur, who's joined by İsmail Demircioğlu. They're playing kopuz and divan saz, and they're joined by Sirak Sarıkoğlu on duduk. The Snow Comes in the Window.
Çekli gemi doyurdular. Aman annem kanadını ayırdılar. Kanadını ayırdılar. Aman annem kanadını ayırdılar, ben öleyim.
William Byrd's Why Do I Use My Paper, Ink and Pen? It's such a curious title, but actually Byrd wrote it for a very specific occasion. The text is Henry Walpole's epitaph on the Catholic martyr Edmund Campion, who was hung, drawn and quartered in 1581. And that's one of the tracks from the album Tune Thy Music to Thy Heart by the excellent Stile Antico and Fretwork. And that followed the beautiful lute playing, the Turkish Kopuz and Divan Saz by Erkan Oa and Ismail Demircioğlu, and the duduk player Sirak Sarıkoğlu. I was really pleased to get quite a few very positive comments from you a couple of months ago when I played quite a long piece, actually, by the Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu. So I hope you enjoy this chance to hear music he wrote for the 1964 film Woman of the Dunes. Someone described the film as having three characters, a woman, a man, and the sand. Her task is to dig sand for sale and to stop it advancing and burying the houses. He's been on a scientific expedition to collect insects from the sand dunes, but he misses his last bus home. And 7 years later, he's still there.
Thank you.
Such atmospheric music and quite eerie as well. That's from Toru Takemitsu's score for the 1964 film Woman in the Dunes. The film's director, Hiroshi Teshigahara, actually lost out on an Oscar for Best Director in 1965, losing to none other than Robert Wise for a film called The Sound of Music. Desert Blues now from Tinariwen from their CD Amasakul, going back to 2003. This is the title track, Amasakul und Tenere, Traveller in the Desert.
Amasakul und Tenere, war hier und da kommt nicht mehr Rad und nicht mehr Bad davon.
try to make it, we're trying to make it through. And then forever returned some time ago. Went to Korea and home.
Rainer Patachek, who was from Tucson, Arizona, a really inspirational musician who died of a brain tumour aged just 46 in 1997. That was a track called The Oasis, playing it for you from a Best Of compilation. And that followed the Desert Rockers Tenarawen from their early album Amasakul from 2003. Trio Medieval are touring with trumpeter Arve Henriksen next month here. Here's a track from their folk songs album. It's called The Sun Is Setting.
Blomsten all up its day. sleeping. Your small body clinging tightly to mine with frightening dependency. Life-defining, impossible to betray. And with that, the mattress rose, set adrift on the burgeoning emotional tide, colliding with the once stationary objects of an uninhabited life. What had been concealed was exhaled from God knows where, color-drained, unsalvageable, shape-shifting, and, with function relinquished, resigned from service. Two blue sleeping bags nudged against one another, bearing the once warm imprint of our bodies. The sun-baked stone garden retracted its promise. It was cold in that place of perpetual summer. If you were afraid you didn't show it, you who were born bearing the face of irrepressible grief, so as not to disappoint you, I lay motionless, wrapped by the rise and stall of your breathing, your fingertips and thighs quietly affirming my place at your side.
If I didn't actually know, I'm sure I wouldn't have guessed that those were the sounds of a ringed seal. That was recorded by Dr. Ian Stirling off Griffith Island in Canada. And before that, a couple of tracks by trumpeter Arve Henriksen from his Cartography album, Famine's Ghost and Thermal, featuring the voice of David Sylvian. Also on those tracks, Jan Bang, Eric Honoré, Ståle Sturluken and Audun Klever, and the voice of Anna Maria Freeman from Trio Medieval. And we heard from them, first of all, a track from their folk songs album, The Sun is Setting. Arve Henriksen and Trio Medieval are on tour next month, and they start in Oxford on the 18th of May, going on to Cambridge, LSO St Luke's in London, the Sage Gateshead, Victoria Baths in Manchester, Lee Church in Devon, and they finish at St George's, Bristol, on the 24th of May. If you want to get in touch with us here at Late Junction, if you've got any questions about the music or any suggestions, of course, we've got an email address, that's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The Magic of Footsteps and Dancing is the title of this next track. Here's Milton Nascimento. Thank you. Well, Nils Petter Mölva's album Baboon Moon is now out in the UK at last. The trio is Nils Petter, along with guitarist Stian Westerhus and the drummer Ellen Darlin. Before that, the Bibayak Pygmies of Gabon, a couple of sequences from them, and Milton Nascimento's The Magic of Dancing and Footsteps. Nils Petter recorded his album at the gorgeous Ocean Sound Studios on the west coast of Norway. You'll find a video somewhere online if you look, and you can see us walking and talking on the frozen beach by the studio. Artem now, this is Fortet's remix of Launch Yourself.
Stranded.
Beau Hunk's saxophone soctet, who model themselves in many ways on the Paul Whiteman look and sound. Creamer and Layton's After You've Gone. Ardem just before, or Fortet's remix of Ardem, I should say, and Launch Yourself. And do get in touch with us if you'd like to, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I'm on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. The cosmic psychedelia of Sun Ra ends Late Junction tonight from Cosmic Tones for Mental Therapy, the voice of space. Good night. Thank you.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Another visit now to the 2011 BBC Proms. This one a celebration of the golden age of Hollywood film musicals. John Wilson and his hand-picked orchestra with a sextet of soloists from the West End, Broadway and the opera world, plus the Maida Vale singers, all assembled for a prom they called Hooray for Hollywood, taking us from the dawn of the talkies and the birth of the movie musical through to the 1960s, with, along the way, a special tribute to the films of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. In a few minutes here, music from Busby Berkeley's movie 42nd Street. First, there was a curtain raiser on the whole event, a movie medley, the Hooray for Hollywood Overture.